Country Bob FM.
Doing the almanac here today. It's a megaphone, aka bullhorn.
It's time for the almanac.
Very nice. Just in case you didn't know,
good old points bulletin.
Everybody should have one of those. How handy is that at family gatherings? If you really want to yell at somebody, you're going to win an all. If you're in an argument with somebody, and only one of them has one of these, who's going to win the argument?
Hands,
I mean, you
out.
Got a siren, it records, does everything. I think it was less than $12. At least maybe less than $20. $19.99 on Amazon.
That's a fine purchase.
And it's heavy duty, too. That's probably because of all the D batteries that are in there.
D batteries?
At least 10. Holy 10 D heaven. Batteries.
Wow.
Mine's of our old diesel Oliver 880. Almost as many batteries as it took to crank that thing. 8:35, almanac time. Today we're counting the days down. We're up to 107 in. 258 remaining, 1492 on this date. If it's 1492, it's got something to do with Columbus,
I would think.
Christopher Columbus signed a contract with Queen Isabella in Spain to find a passage to Asia and the Indies. You want to get to Asia and India and the archipelago of islands in that area. Of course, he never made it there. He was in breach of contract, technically.
He really was.
He never made it to Asia. He got stuck by America.
Yep.
And he's a controversial figure. There are people that want to do away with Columbus Day.
Yeah.
And you know, he never stepped foot, never even got close to North America. He was only in the Caribbean and like the island that is now Puerto Rico and some of the Bahamas. So never even got close to North America.
He was way south.
Way south. Way south. So technically he didn't discover United States of America. That was Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
And, of course, Leif Erikson and the Vikings. It's disputed.
Yeah, it is.
It's disputed. 1492 on this day, good old Columbus. 1629, horses first imported into the colonies by the American Massachusetts Bay Colony. In fact, Columbus actually brought some horses over to South America. I believe when he had a couple of other trips. He didn't just make one trip to the Western Hemisphere in the New World. He made a couple, and he brought some horses from Spain. But as far as the colonies, horses first imported on this date at the Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Okay.
Now, Neil, you may know this, but horses were originally, they were part of North America thousands of years ago. Then they went extinct.
They
were indigenous at one time. We had wild horses. Then they went extinct and then did not and were not reintroduced to this continent until the 1500s and 1600s.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, there
That's
you go.
That's really interesting.
1790 on this date, legendary American statesman Benjamin Franklin.
I know him.
He had his own store, Benjamin Franklin. Remember those, the five and dimes?
Sure.
We used to call it the key store. Because it had a key. Part of the logo for Ben Franklin was a key. We call, let's go to the key store, because they had real cheap toys at the key store. But Benjamin Franklin died on this date. He was 84.
It's a pretty good age for back then.
He did just about everything. Author, printer, political theorist, politician, Freemason, postmaster, scientist, inventor, civic activist, statesman, and diplomat.
Wow. And kite flyer.
How did he have time to discover electricity?
I know. The guy had a full plate.
And how did he have time to suggest the turkey as the national bird?
Do away with the eagle.
Just think of what if we would have went with turkey as the national bird? What would we have for Thanksgiving? You wouldn't eat the national bird for Thanksgiving.
Well,
it would be protected. And then we wouldn't eat eagle. Good suggestion, though, Brittany. Eagle's kind of tough. Really kind of tough. It's not, it's gamey and tough, and it just wouldn't be very good. So I don't know.
Just be another ham.
How about pizza? It'd be ham again. Just throw a smoked ham in there with some og rotten potatoes.
If all else fails.
1947, Jackie Robinson. He had made his debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers a couple of days before. He picked up his first major league hit on this date in 47 at Ebbets Field. Picked it up on a bunt. I saw a video of it the other day. A little push bunt down the first baseline.
He and Buxton.
What, Bob Buxton? They should mention Jackie Robinson and Byron Buxton in the same breath now.
Are you
kidding me?
He was wearing the number 42 when he bunted
for
a single.
Yep, on Saturday was Jackie Robinson Day. Everybody wore 42.
Sure.
Back in 47, good old Jackie Robinson, he changed the game. 1961, here's something in the news.
The assault has begun on the dictatorship of Fidel Castro. Oh. Cuban army pilots opened the first phase of organized revolt with bombing raids on three military bases. Two of the B-26 light bombers then seek asylum in Florida. On the heels of the air raids, landings were effected by rebels at several places on the Cuban coast.
It did not go well. About 1,400 U.S.-supported Cuban exiles, supported by CIA operatives, they invaded Cuba, the Bay of Pigs, in an attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro. It was unsuccessful, didn't go well. No. The Cubans that were a part of this, these exiles, weren't very good fighters. They didn't know what they were doing. And then we pulled back once it was obvious that we were behind it. JFK pulled back, and then those guys are just kind of left there. It wasn't good.
It was not good.
And kind of led its way to the Soviet Union kind of stepping in there a little bit more. And then, of course, after that, the missile crisis shortly thereafter. 1969, Sirhan, convicted of assassinating John F. Kennedy's brother. 1969, this day, Robert F. Kennedy assassinated. And 69, Sirhan, convicted, originally sentenced to death, but the sentence was reduced to life in prison. After California abolished the death penalty, he is still in prison and still alive to this day. 1970, we've been following what has been going on with Apollo 13. Yes. It was the happy ending.
An extremely loud applause as Apollo 13 on main chutes comes through loud and clear on the television display here.
Apollo 13, re-entry and splashdown after it was almost a minute of radio silence.
Yeah, they had their
hands re-entry.
Full.
You know, they were worried that the heat shield had been damaged.
Right.
That was the big question. If the heat shield had been damaged, there's a possibility they would just burn up in re-entry. But they made it through. It was a miracle. 1970. 1996, businessman Don Clayton, he was the father of putt-putt golf. He died at the age of 69. Somebody threw a putter at his head, saying that you can't put a windmill here.
Yeah.
What's this clown's? You can't put a clown's mouth there. That's unfair. What's going on? Now, he opened the first putt-putt miniature golf course, is considered the father of putt-putt golf and games. Brittany, can you look up and see where that first ever putt-putt golf mini golf of course, now it's huge. It's huge business.
Oh, yeah. There's. How
What's
about,
the
yeah.
one at the Mall of America? Moose Mountain?
Moose Mountain, yeah. That's a fun one, actually.
Yep.
Kind of fun.
The father of putt-putt golf.
Don Clayton is the guy's
We remember
name.
Him today. We remember Don Clayton.
There you go, Donnie.
He was 69. We also remember Linda McCartney, singer, photographer, wife of former Beatle Paul, died after a bout with cancer.
Yes,
she was only 56 on this date in 1998. She was an activist as well and did some other things. Didn't sing real well. Her and Yoko probably should have just not worried about trying to sing.
No.
2001 on this date. This was controversial. Mississippi residents voted to keep the Confederate emblem on their state flag.
Uh-huh.
2001. That comes up for debate and talk, of course, often. But Mississippi residents, they voted on it. That was 2001. 2013, remember this 4 years ago, the big explosion in Waco?
Oh, sure.
Fertilizer plant.
Yes.
Number of fatalities and injuries. It could be seen and felt for miles.
Yep.
2013. A year ago this date, we lost a very funny lady.
What jar of fat?
We're talking Doris Roberts.
I'll tell you what jar of fat. It was beautiful. It was fat from pancetta and golden brown sausage. You'd have to be a cook to understand. But it was months of carefully selecting only the best drippings to prepare meals for Il Duce.
Oh, her back and forth with Peter Boyle, Frank Barone.
Tremendous.
Always good. She died on this date a year ago. She was 90. She was also the mother on one of my favorite shows. It only lasted a few seasons. It was Angie with Donna Pascal and Robert Hayes. We've talked about many, many times. She was also one of the grandparents in A Christmas Vacation. Just some of the things that popped to my mind here that she was in. 2016, we lost Doris Roberts. She lived to be the grand old age of 90. We also, much too young, but it seems like wrestlers go young. It's just, it's a tough life. And WWE legend Chyna.
Uh-huh.
Was she a man? Was she a woman? She was all woman.
Yes.
And she was married to Triple H. Her real name was Joni Lauer. And she was 45, and she died on this date. I don't know what she died from. That might be a good... I don't know if it's something to do with... I don't know what it was.
I was reading about Putt-Putt. Who are you looking for?
China. Great China. WWE.
It's pronounced Gina.
That's what it is.
There it is.
And she
like
was...
female wrestler?
The female wrestler,
I know
China.
I know China.
C-H-Y-N-A, by the way.
I know that, you guys.
Let's move on to birthdays today. This music makes me want to not wear any socks. Miami Vice theme, Jan Hama.
Oh, sure.
German composer, musician. He gave us this nice little piece. Jan Hammer, 69 today. Terry Austin is 60. She had some battles with, on Knott's Landing with Val.
You have to ask? You really have to ask? You can't figure it out? Mm-hmm. Well, try. What would Ms. Jill Bennett be doing in your house, in your bedroom, in a funny wig, late at night, pointing a gun at you?
Well, I think she wants to shoot Joan Van Ark, but I don't think she did.
No.
That's Jill Bennett, the character on Knott's Landing, played by Terry Austin,
who is
60 today. Knott's Landing was on forever. It's one of the longest dramatic series runs in the history of network television.
I was forced to watch it for a while.
So for those of you who are big Knott's Landing fans, there you go. Terry Austin is 60 today. Sean Bean... 58 today, Sean Bean. He was the bad guy in the first National Treasure.
Oh.
The one trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
That's him.
Yep.
And he was also in the Lord of the Rings movies. He played Boromir.
The city of Osgiliath has been reclaimed for Gondor!
In case you missed it, they did it for Gondor.
Yes.
Okay, just keep in mind, they did it for Gondor. That's Sean Bean.
Any relation to Orson?
No.
No.
Okay. No. You can look it up, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
No, I don't think so.
Totally different. Sean Bean is 58.
But anytime we can, you know, mention Orson Bean, we should.
Right, we should. Because he doesn't get nearly enough mentions these days anymore. Boomer Esiason. Former football quarterback, led the Cincinnati Bengals to a Super Bowl. They lost.
They did.
Boomer Esiason, he's now a football analyst on CBS. He is 56 today. The singer-songwriter Liz Phair is 50 today. Actress Kimberly Elise is 50. She was Diary of a Mad Black Woman, 50 today. Henry Ian Cusick is 50 today. No relation to Craig Cusick, the former twin, a.k.a. Mongo.
Sure.
50 today. He was in the show Lost. Jennifer Garner is 45 today. Oh, we just heard, because we have BMZ. Mm-hmm. She
sure.
and Ben Affleck. Yeah, that's right.
Benifer.
They're splitting up.
No more.
That's too bad. So she's on the market, Neil, Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
And she is 45. A does a nice job with those Capital One commercials these days.
And her father.
So happy birthday to her. And she was a Spice Girl. She was a Spice Girl. She was Posh Spice.
Oh, sure.
Once again, if we endeavor, love will bring us back together. Take it or leave it.
Attractive lady.
Take it or leave it.
Victoria Beckham. Uh-huh. Victoria Beckham. She married David Beckham. He's the soccer guy. He can bend the shot like Beckham. Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice. How many of the spices can you name, Neil Freeman? We'll put you on the spot right now.
Posh.
We already got Posh.
Yeah. Wasn't there Sporty?
There was Sporty.
Good job.
Two out of five. There's five of them.
There's five?
I think so.
It's Posh and Sporty. I've already said those.
There was Scary.
Yeah. Okay. Yes,
there was Baby.
Baby.
And there was Ginger.
Oh.
And I think that's all of them.
I could have sat here till doomsday and I come up with them.
I don't know why I know that. I was big into the Spice Girls.
Evidently.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
We have so much in common, Jim.
Yeah. More than we know. Posh. Posh Spice, 43 today. Neil, take it.
Gone but not forgotten today. He was one of the men who made America. Financier J.P.
No, we got to do this here.
There, please.
One of the men who made America.
Thank you. With the blow, with the horn. I like it. J.P. Morgan. He founded U.S. Steel Corporation made a lot of money along the way as well. He was born on this day, 1837.
He's the guy who backed he backed Edison.
Oh, sure.
And eventually then combined and merged. You got General Electric, International Harvester, J.P. Morgan Chase, I'm sure, is based in that, too, as he was a banker and financier. He was a big power broker.
Absolutely. He helped bail the country out. You know, the country needed more money.
Yeah, it was the scare of whatever. Him, the scare, right. Didn't they call it the scare of 19-0-something?
It was 19-0-something is correct, the 19-0s. He and, you know, two other guys, they borrowed the country money. Can you imagine Trump calling us up and say, hey, you got $100 I could borrow? You know, we need a little cash here. Ventriloquist Senor Wences, you may recall.
Yeah, I'm thinking about some kind of a spread that you put on your bread.
Excuse me, but I think you are parquet.
Pare.
He is not parquet?
I think so.
Pare. Taste.
Tastes like butter.
It's smooth.
It's smooth.
Creamy. He's butter.
Parquet. Ah, it's okay.
He's nice.
All right.
There you go.
Senor Wences doing his parquet commercial. Ventriloquist born on this day, 1896. Pulitzer Prize winning novelist, playwright Thornton Wilder. We may have read something from him along the way, including Our Town and others, 1897. The guy who played Dagwood opposite Blondie on the movies in the 40s was Arthur Lake. He was Dagwood, born on this day in 1906. If you, not Stalag 13, but the movie Stalag 17, Academy Award-winning actor William Holden was the star of that program, that movie, and he won a Best Actor Oscar for it in 1918. He was Emmy Award-winning newsman Harry Reisner.
Good evening. Our major story tonight is that Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz has paid the price for telling an obscene racial joke on a commercial airline flight. Secretary Butz resigned today. The president accepted with regret, but immediately. Closer to home, I have a new colleague to welcome. Barbara?
Wow, that was a real warm welcoming to Barbara. That was the first Barbara Walters, Harry Reisner, ABC News report.
Yeah.
Harry didn't like the fact that he was sharing that desk with a woman.
With a female. No, Harry was old school and had the...
Very much like Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
I think they took some of what happened there into the movie Ron Burgundy, the legend.
Probably did, yeah.
Hey, Barbara. I mean, was that as cold of a welcome?
I have a new colleague to welcome, Barbara.
Yeah.
Boy, that was just warm and inviting. Harry Reisner, though, born on this day in 1923. One more, music publisher. Those of us in the 70s, you know, we watched Don Kirshner's rock concert.
Yes.
He gave us the Monkees and the Archies, though.
Canada is stirring musically, and one of the forerunners of action from the north is the boogieing group The Guess Who. They were the first Canadian group to sell a million singles with These Eyes, and then followed with three more million-selling singles, Laughing, No Time, and American Woman.
Nice.
I personally consider The Guess Who an extraordinary band. America loves Canada's Guess Who.
Yes, they do. There's Don Kirshner. Kind of a dry, kind of monotone delivery when he would introduce the bands.
But he knew good music.
He did.
And that the lead singer of The Guess Who is going to be at the Medina this Saturday night.
I thought that would be pretty fitting to feature that.
Burton Cummings is the guy. And if you like The Guess Who, you do not want to miss the show. He still sounds great to this day. He'll do all of those songs that Don Kirshner mentioned there. There he is, Don Kirshner, born on this day in 1934. Jim and Brittany, they're all gone
but not forgotten.
Okay, so Don Clayton was the founder of Putt-Putt, but mini golf was supposed to have been around since 1916 is when they think course was laid out in North Carolina. And so Don went mini golfing one day and hated it. He hated the course, hated all the windmills and the pipes and the waterfalls and all that stuff. So he made the legitimate Putt-Putt golf course in 1954.
Oh,
good to know.
That's what it was.
And then Chyna, the female wrestler, she died on April 17th as an overdose of alcohol, anxiety drugs, painkillers, and sleeping aids. A combination of all of the above.
That's a bad cocktail right there.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
The Bob Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. That's Kurt Weers, Country Real Estate in Annandale. Happy Monday to you. Time for Randy Travis. Forever together.
I took you for granted.